Run in your recklessness, run. Anchor yourself where the sun sets every day like a bruise, away from the residue of your old life. Fall into a new center and be sure that this time it's forever. 8 lifetimes seeking home in empty houses. Know you're too smart for a 9th dull ache. Dream always in green, kiss on train platforms, supermarkets, dinner tables. Let your bones collect some warmth for once and, without guilt, let the coarse grey walls that cover them turn pink and creamy with new tradition. Believe your own myth, and like old Cassandra, stay upright and smile when others don't. Shrink and swell with a new tongue. Hunt it down with desperation, forgetting grace entirely. Ask strangers for sacks of oranges, tiny tickets, directions toward the weather. Fall asleep on boats. Circle the lagoon 3 times like a spell. Notice that love is a mercurial teacher, but forgive all in the name of a story. Blame cultural difference, have patience. Fuse outwards like a pulse with every fold of the tide, boneless and dancing. Start to imitate geography, an island glancing back at the rest. Take notice when you feel heavy, sickle-celled and bent in the fog. Steady yourself in the shower and mutter, have you ever seen such sad rain? Let it be enough to light the match that makes things final. Wake up early one ropey morning, a poised golden hook with a mouthful of clams. Stand in the doorway, all gums bleeding, and with a kiss on the cheek, call buon lavoro down the stairwell to a pacing of death. Pretend it will happen again tomorrow. Run, once more, run. Fall backward to the point of departure. Worlds are slippery after all. Observe the veiny network of creases in your sheets, tiny canals that adjust with your body. Play God, as if that's all it takes to change the structure of a place.
My name is Alice. You're listening to Wowcast, Writing on the Wall's monthly podcast. And that was Stephanie. Stephanie is a Write to Work participant, and Write to Work is a writing program that allows unemployed people to gain skills. We were lucky enough to have funding for 2 courses. One that took place at Toxteth Library and the other at Wharton Library. This project wouldn't have been possible without the many course tutors who led on workshops on different types of writing, and also the funders, the Workers' Education Association and the European Social Fund. What you're going to hear next is a short conversation with me, Stephanie, and Sarah. They were on the 2 different Write to Work courses. Before we continue, here's Sarah's piece.
Scan the room every shift. See new people quite often and locate the hottie. Glance. Keep glancing until they glance back. Catch their eye, look away. Find excuses to go near, but do not engage. Hope that the rota puts you in the vicinity of your crush. Look sexy in ill-fitting uniform. Ruffle hair, wet lips. Pick something up off the floor as gracefully as possible. Except tissue. Tissue is never sexy. Position self in eyeline of crush and talk animatedly to another colleague, preferably of the same sex as crush. Make them laugh. Do not glance. Do some light stretching. Sexily, preferably. If they are not in sight, stare into space and enjoy the fantasies. Imagine every possible scenario. Forget you're at work. Apologise to the waiting customer. Look forward to work. When crush is not at work, approach job with much less enthusiasm. Repeat the above for 2 months. When appropriate, add in a nod, a smile, and the odd, how's it going? Never wave. Waving shows weakness. Have a 3-minute exchange. Tell friends how well that went. In a fuck it moment, send them a friend request on Facebook. Look at their very limited collection of public photos. Your feelings falter. Check date, several years ago. Crush back in full force. Check for friend acceptance every few hours. Feel nervous to go to work. See crush, avoid crush. Consider deleting unaccepted friend request. Decide against it. They might have seen it. They might be playing it cool. They might think you're weird if you delete it. They might not have seen it. Consider deleting all social media accounts. Get very drunk at staff party. Tell them everything. Hand them this poem. Victory.
I'm Sarah Josie Ward, and I write some poetry. I'm really interested in comedy. That's my main love, really. Mainly script for screen. And maybe for theatre as well at some point.
I'm Steph. My background's originally in fine art, and so at the moment I'm doing a lot of arts writing and bits of poetry.
What really attracted you to write to work?
For me, well, my dad did the course, and he mentioned it to me and said he thought it'd be really good for me and I'd get a lot out of it. So I applied very last minute, actually. The deadline was that day, and he was like, you need to apply for this. So I did it and got on, thankfully. And the idea of being published at the end it felt like a big achievement from the get-go. I was like, it was really exciting. So I was just looking forward to the variety of each week. And the deadlines also attracted me to it, because that's one thing I think we all struggle with, is having the discipline and maintaining it.
Yeah, definitely the deadlines. I was actually living outside of the UK for a few years, doing something completely different from my creative work. So I thought it was about time to kind of come home and really get stuck into a writing practice again. It seemed like the perfect thing to kind of propel me back into that discipline. I was in Italy.
Nice.
Yeah, so I was doing some teaching and translation, but yeah, I didn't expect to be there for that long.
It just sort of happened.
Yeah, so the deadlines and the kind of the sense of community as well, because I feel like, you know, although I could have written when I was away, without that kind of community of people that have a discipline, an artistic discipline, a writing discipline around you, it's quite hard to motivate yourself alone.
It's quite solitary.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel to the first write to work session?
I was really nervous. Even though I knew it was going to be new writers, I knew that we would be put on the spot and we'd have to, because I had some insight from my dad who'd done it, we'd be put on the spot and yeah, I would have to perform our work in front of the class. But everyone was really nice and encouraging. So after the first reading, I was fine, actually. All my nerves just disappeared. And also there were a lot of people on the course who were a lot more nervous than I was. And that was really apparent, and I really, really felt for them. And I think when you see somebody else struggling more than you are, sort of brings it out of you a bit more to be a bit braver and just to encourage them a bit more.
Yeah, I was really nervous. But I feel like they did a really good job of easing you into it. As you said, by the second session I was okay.
Brilliant.
But at first, yeah. Mm. I guess you don't know who's going to be there, you don't know what different experiences people are coming from, so.
Yeah, and our first teacher for the week was Mandy. Who's a poet, and actually know Mandy. So that was a really nice surprise. So I didn't know she was going to be teaching on the course, and that was the very first week. And she's really lovely. And that was, I think nearly everyone said that was their favourite session, actually, because it was really fun and she was really organised and very sweet to everyone. So
she had some really great like prompts and exercises.
During the course, what did you want to achieve from being at the Write to Work program?
For me, I think my main goal was confident, to work on my confidence, really. I had a real issue with showing other people anything that I'd written, so I guess I wanted to kind of like force myself to overcome that, and also to kind of to discipline myself into a routine, into a writing routine, a writing schedule.
Yeah, I really wanted to create some momentum for myself. And yeah, I was excited to meet the other people on the course. I was kind of hoping to find a writing partner. So I think, you know, when you're writing comedy especially, I think when you bounce off each other, I mean, it's a lot more fun anyway to work with somebody than to sort of plod along by yourself. But yeah, just to gain a bit of momentum and a bit more discipline.
So do you still write often?
I'm trying to develop some short stories, but brilliant. I feel fiction is a real challenge because things I don't know, I feel like things always kind of become autobiographical in the end. Not that that's necessarily a problem, but I'm trying to become a bit more, I don't know, to fictionalise things a bit more than I would in...
I know what you mean, because I've been writing the script for quite a while now, and it was based on my time working in a theatre in London, and all those memories of that time there really make me laugh a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I had to get it out on paper. But filling in the gaps,
yeah,
that it is really hard.
Yeah,
then you do have to start fictionalizing your own life, because it is based on myself and three of my friends who worked there.
Now that you've both finished Right to Work, do you have any aspirations or goals that you want to achieve?
I'm going to apply for the Northern Writers Awards. That deadline's middle of February. It's the start of February. So I'm still going to choose what I'm going to enter, what I'm going to write and what I'm going to enter. Just to enter a few competitions this year and try and get some Arts Council funding.
I started a kind of series of essays based on this book called Zoo, or Letters Not About Love, about a guy that fell in love with this woman, and he used to send her like several letters a day under the agreement that love wasn't mentioned. So it's like all these letters where he is essentially talking about love, right, but very indirectly. And I wanted to kind of create a response to that, but in essay form, I guess. So I'd like to do that, but it'll probably take me a very long time.
That sounds amazing, though. Like, that sounds hard work. Hard work, but like, after a writing course, like, got to keep that momentum almost.
Yeah. Pragmatically, it's given me direction of kind of where to take my work once it's done, especially with art criticism, who to pitch to, where to find those open calls and things like that, which is something I guess that I wouldn't have knew without the course. I wouldn't know where to access that information. If you were thinking about applying, I would definitely apply. I think it's been a really like enriching experience, and if confidence is a thing that you struggle with, I think it's a really good way to improve that.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for inviting us,
coming along and getting an interview.
Once again, thank you so much to all those involved: the funders, the course shooters, the volunteers, as well as the actual participants. Follow us on social media. There'll be links below. Thank you so much for listening to this episode.